It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Climate Field View. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Learn how third-generation farmer John Olerking uses Climate Field View to help build the legacy he hopes to leave behind.
Both my father and my grandfather pushed me to get my education. I remember riding with them in the combine one day saying, you know, get your education. That's the one thing they can't take away from you. When the farm was transitioned over to me, it was like, holy cow, there's a lot of pressure on me to make this thing succeed, and still is. Being able to collect that data and have it all in one place and then being able to sit there and analyze it on my own has saved me time and money. With FieldView, we've learned so much more about what we're doing out there and what we can be doing and use those to make decisions. My grandfather and my father both said, you know, whatever you get, leave it better than how you found it. It's exciting at the same time that now that we have some of those tools to figure out how to improve that.
To hear more of John's story, visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Many of us will have to cover our Easter finery with coats this weekend. Take, for example, the Quad Cities area along the Mississippi River. It appears it could be the coolest Easter in 10 years. High Sunday only in the low 40s, and if it fails to reach 40 there Sunday, what forecasters say is a real possibility, it would be the coldest Easter at Moline, Illinois, in 40 years. Now face it, this just doesn't look good. If the police are trying to question you and you bail out of the car while it's moving, that happened at Rock Falls, Illinois, where a woman jumped out of a moving car during a chase. She was run over by the vehicle and is in a hospital. Her male companion tried to keep driving the car, but stop sticks brought him to a halt. Police wanted to talk to the pair about an armed robbery. From This Week in Agribusiness, the bulls came out of hiding yesterday after release of the government's planting intentions report that showed farmers plan to devote less acreage than expected to the 2018 corn and soybean crops. Farm futures analyst Bryce Knorr noted that farmers who are always complaining about the USDA crop reports being bearish should tack this one up where they'll be able to see it next time. Bryce said that growers of soybeans should be pricing some of their new crop with this price improvement. He says the prices are at levels where the average grower can lock in some profits, even if he suffers some moderate yield losses this year. Tax time. The clock is ticking. The 17th of April is the deadline this year. It doesn't mean you won't be audited, but the word from the Internal Revenue Service is that they are auditing fewer taxpayers now than they were. Last year, the percentage of American taxpayers audited declined for the sixth consecutive year, down to the lowest level in 15 years. And I suspect few of us will cry over the fact that the Internal Revenue Service has lost one-third of its enforcement personnel since the peak in numbers 8 years ago. Last year, they audited only one out of every 160 returns. Back in 2010, they audited one of every 90. That sounds like some news I'll have to share with one of my favorite accounting firms, the boys over at Dewey, Cheatham & Howell. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the folks at Climate Field View. If your fields could talk, what would they say? I'm Max Armstrong, hoping you have a great Easter weekend.